Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our legal expert, attorney Paul Cambria, joining us on WBEN this morning. The 16-year-old driver in the fatal 33 crash in October involving a stolen Kia is back in court today. Paul, this seems more procedural than anything else, but an important hearing because the judge is to decide how the defendant will be handled as the case goes forward, right?
Yes, that's true. The decision is whether or not he would stay in a juvenile court or whether he would be treated as an adult. And basically what happens is when you're between the ages of 16 and 17, there's a presumption that it goes to a juvenile court, but that can be overcome if the district attorney can show that the case involved either a weapon, a sexual offense, or serious injury. And here, the district attorney's taken the position that there was obviously serious injury, and as a result of that, he should be tried as an adult.
With cases like this, is it pretty cut and dry? Is there a by-the-book procedure to follow that would tell you what court this ends up in, or is it very much up to a judge's discretion?
Well, it's clearly up to the judge to make the finding. And these laws are relatively new, so we don't have a lot of backlog of cases and so on. But it's clearly up to the judge to make the finding as to one of those three being, and this one, the relevant one being the injury, is present and he should be tried as an adult. And it's important because if he's tried as an adult, then the most serious offense here is a B, so-called grade B violent felony assault, which carries a maximum of 25 years.
You mentioned this being relatively new. What is the relatively new part of this? And does that mean, we can't really learn from the past which way this is likely to go?
Well, no. It's just a matter of, a lack of a lot of case law. Where cases have been tested in the past and gone up the appellate ladder and so on. But, there's been enough cases done under the statute that some judges have experience with these cases. But we just don't have, a bunch of backlog cases where we could look at precedent as much as we would in another area that's not so new.
Is assault or manslaughter the more serious charge here that he's facing?
Yeah, the assault is a B violent felony. That's the 25-year felony. That is the most serious one.
He's out on bail right now with an electronic ankle bracelet. Is that unusual in a case like this?
Well, the bail laws are very controversial. People who are in favor of the bail laws realize that bail is designed only to have someone show up in court. What will it take for somebody to show up in court? Other people think that bail is a form of punishment and that, he's charged with such a serious offense. How could he possibly be out on bail? Well, because our system starts off with a presumption of innocence, And bail is supposed to be something that just has a person come to court. But if you listen to commentators and you listen to people who are against the bail laws, they always say, well, he committed this horrendous crime, and how could he be out on bail? And that sort of forgets the fact that our system is you're presumed innocent and bail is just supposed to be whatever it takes to make sure you come back to court until the case is over and until you've had your trial. So it's a controversial area. You hear about it all the time. When we recently had a bunch of candidates running for office, they all talked about, well, I'll reform the bail laws and so on. So it's a hot topic.
You had mentioned this, and you know, it's kind of obvious there is a very different penalty that would be in place at juvenile court versus if he was tried as an adult. And it seems like to a lot of people on the outside looking at this is you have to go one way or the other, that there's such a stark difference between how this could be treated with very little middle ground. Is that how you see this?
Well, I think it's true. I mean, there's a basic philosophy that if you're at a certain younger age, you know, your decision process and so on may not be matured, and you should be treated differently than someone who is, you know, older and so-called wiser. And that was the idea of these laws, that people who were younger and, you know, intemperate or bad judgment would be treated differently, and that differently meant, you know, less severely in those courts. But there's certain sets of crimes, if you will, and here the legislature said basically with serious injury, sex offenses, or weapons involved, where you should be treated as an adult. I mean, that's the philosophy of the law.
Well, whether it's family court that he'll be going through or whether he's tried as an adult, what is the difference in the sentencing that he faces?
Well, I mean, family court, you know, you're looking at maybe 10 years, whereas as an adult, it could be as much as 25. So there is a substantial difference.
When there is a case like this out there, I know you said there's not really a whole ton of precedent to see how this would be treated. When it comes to prosecutors, though, is there kind of a precedent as to when they would go after? You know, we heard from the DA earlier this week that, you know, that's what he's trying for, is for him to be charged as an adult in this case. Does it take a special case for that stance to be taken? Are some DAs more aggressive than others in this?
Well, they are, but you know, I'm sure the philosophy here is if there ever was a case, this is the case. I mean, we're dealing with alleged theft of a car. We're dealing with basically reckless driving. We're dealing with multiple life loss, you know, and I'm sure that the district attorney says, well, you know, if it's not this, what is it? And I think that's basically his position at this point.
And this is all, we're talking about the criminal aspect of this case. The civil aspect is really wide open, isn't it?
Well, it is. But I mean, at that age and so on, you know, the civil case, I mean, let's face it, when people sue people, they're looking for a money recovery. And, you know, what would be there? I mean, there's no insurance because, you know, was it his car or somebody? In other words, the person insured wasn't responsible for it. It was a stolen car. And so, you know, what assets would somebody this age have? And, you know, that's the purpose of a civil case, a money recovery, and there doesn't appear to be any funds involved in this case.
Just curious, Paul, we know it was a stolen car, but there is not proof as to exactly who stole the vehicle. Because of that, is that allowed to be brought up in this case as it's being tried right now? Is it just strictly, does it have to be the fact that he was driving the car? Can much be said at all or be used about the car having been stolen?
Let me add one thing on the prior question, though. There is a theory that the Kia, this was a Kia, that they know that their cars are easily stolen and so on, and some attorney may try to come up with some sort of theory to sue that company on the grounds that they've made these cars easily, you know, an object of theft. I'm not a civil lawyer in that sense. And I mean, I could see somebody trying that theory, but it seems like a pretty high step to make it successful. So I wanted to say that about, you know, your prior question about suing.
On that stolen aspect, though, is that allowed to be used in this proceeding? Will it play a factor because you can't prove who stole the car?
Well, I think, you know, they just have to show who drove the car. And then what was the characteristics of the driving? Was, you know, excessive speed and all the rest of it for the criminal case? The stealing aspect of it, I think, isn't as important as the operation. You know, who stole it? What was the operation?
All right, Paul, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
All right, my pleasure.
Our legal expert, attorney Paul Cambria.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.